The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I try not to buy into conspiracy theories, whether they be on the global spectrum or, as of today, locally. But that said, this one touched a nerve when I heard it. Not once, but a couple of times. And it's locally being bantered about, and now here on the big 106.3 FM. Now, if it's true, then we all need to work at getting to the bottom of it. What am I hearing and about to delve into? The rumor slash conspiracy theory is that the city of Eureka is ignoring, for lack of a better word, the potholes in and about the streets we drive on purpose. What in the world is wrong with this picture if it's true? As you may remember, the citizens of Eureka voted down the last ballot measure to add a 0.25% to the already huge sales tax in force at this time. The ballot, if passed, was to be used to fund street, road, and alleyway maintenance and pothole repair, raising approximately $2.2 million annually. The restriction that the tax would expire after 20 years, and that'd make me 92, unless reauthorized by the voters. It was nice to see that if it passed, there'd be a citizens' oversight committee that should form to conduct annual audits. As well, thanks to someone out there smarter than me, any ballot measure that taxes the people has to pass with at least 66.7% of the voters. So again, by a margin of just a few voters, it failed the test and got 64.255 yes votes to the 35.75 naysayers. Couldn't get much closer. One would think that it would be pretty much passing the next time around, and the city will work a lot harder to get the message out there. One way they could be getting out the message could be starting as we sit here and record this comment. Because I would never think this potential conspiracy could go all the way to the top of the organization, but my instincts tells me it's lingering somewhere else. And looking back at that November 6th election and the ballot measure, I couldn't help but notice one of my neighbors put up this huge, almost illegal sign supporting the sales tax measure. Then one day, the streets that we all live on, with a huge gaping pothole and water running through it, received the royal treatment from the Public Works Department as they put a slab of black top down that looks spectacular and is still holding back any erosion. It makes me reflect on that sign on my neighbor's fence. And I have another yucky feeling that the alley that my office is on will remain Pothole City, and the city vehicles that help make it will now avoid the alley and use our driveway to go out to 6th Street every day to tend to their daily rounds. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.